Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello there, you're listening to Garbled Twistery, and we have arrived at our next set of wonderful in-between election episodes. If you don't remember, an in-between election episode focuses on the events that happen in between the times when everybody collectively loses their minds that aren't, like, election-related. Or at least, try not to be. Anyways, what silly event is on the agenda for the year of 1829? Well, it looks like there's a greedy mob headed for the state of Georgina. So let's find out what that's all about. Oh, someone found some shiny stuff in Georgina, didn't they? Wow. Well, since we did do an episode back in 1799 when some shiny Pokemon were found in a lima bean, I see no reason not to cover it again this time. But before we do all that, let's remind people who was digging for gold first. You see,
this story begins in the 16th century.
Some Spanish man named Soda Pop Hernando winds up meeting a Cherokee native named Osley, who gave the whole crew a masterclass on how to pan for gold. You see, the natives didn't have gold rushes, they just literally owned gold. Jump way forward, and the lima bean gold rush happens in 1799. A 12-year-old boy found like 20 pounds of it. It was crazy, I tell you. Good thing I did an episode on it. And then we jump forward to now, and someone found something shiny in Georgina. Some say Lisa Frank found it in the creek. Some say a person enslaved by Lisa Frank found it in the creek. Some say John Lithgow found it in the creek. Some say Hulk Hogan found it in the creek down the street. Some say David Bowie found it in the roots of an overturned tree next to the creek. And some say Ben Tennyson was walking through a deer path on the anniversary of his date of birth when he found the shiny Pokemon. Whoever you believe, frankly, it doesn't matter. Someone found a shiny Pokemon, and 9 times out of 10, it happened at the creek. And no, there aren't receipts that can prove any of these claims. Nonetheless, the news hits the papers. Quote,
extra, extra, read all about it. Shiny Pokemon found at Georgina's house. Say goodbye to the lima bean and hello to Georgina.
Unquote. Yeah, everybody was trying to rush on in there. What? The Cherokee natives own the land that contains the shiny Pokemon? Bah, humbug. No point in respecting the natives now. Go get a hammer. We're building a Pokemon nursery so we can breed some shinies. Yeah, this entire situation is going to escalate and keep escalating. Folks are making Pokemon nurseries all over the place, I tell ya. Greedy people are just showing up by the thousands. Within a year, greedy people are finding hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of shiny Pokemon that weren't on their land to begin with, but who cares? Entire towns are gonna be built because of the greedy people looking for shiny Pokemon. President Nancy Drew is going to get involved. This is the beginning of another decades-long saga of American greed leading to blatant systematic injustices, a cycle of exchanging violence for profit that continues to this day. Good God. I think I have to put a cork in the episode here, and the reason why is because this freaking shiny Pokemon Go event happens to be the catalyst for a massive and successful government conspiracy against the Cherokee Nation that I am 1,010% certain is going to be brought up in future episodes. I don't know about you, but I believe this event right here is going to clarify some things in a horrifying way. So I'm going to leave you with this message. Something started here. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, the weather yesterday, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email blah. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garble Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus in production is about card games. Fun, fun, fun! Anyways, next time, this is something new. The Mary Slide Part 2, featuring a little lamb. And this time, we're gonna collaborate with Moxie. Moxie, 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 Moxie.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Shiny Pokemon.